This week, Juice's traps look exceptional, and I've been doing pretty okay lately, except for one fucking hour, and then Juice and I will dive deep into the reveal presentation surrounding the Nintendo Switch 2. Get excited! What is up, Barely Gamers, and welcome back to your favorite podcast about two internet cuties and some video games.
I'm Juice Fox.
And I'm Jackson.
And it's dangerous to go alone, so hey, listen to us talk about some video games.
And this week's episode is brought to you by the one and only Mysterio, and also the other one and only John. Thank you both very much for the support. We appreciate you. Gave me confirmation that the bull wanted. He's like, just call me John. I was like, sick, thanks.
Oh, I love the bull, though.
Yeah, well, you can still do the horns when I say John. That works if that works for you. You know what I mean?
But yeah, thanks, besties. Really appreciate it. How are you, Jackson?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm good. I'm a little sleepy. I'm jazzed about this episode. I'm really excited for the stuff that we're going to get to talk about. This is a big day for me.
It was a good one. I'm excited to get into it.
But I had my week's been pretty good. I've been catching up on some work, some fitness, catching up with some pals. I had some pals come over last night. That was nice. I've been eating a lot of pizza, though, so I'm feeling a little puffy. But it was good, so I don't care. Also, you know what I had for lunch?
Pizza?
No. I was in a pinch, and I forgot to pack something, and I didn't have any leftovers because I had pizza last night.
A&W.
No. Tim Hortons.
Okay.
Chili.
If I was going to say, if you tell me you got a flatbread, I'm going to come across the world and kick you in the head. No one buy those.
Chili. Garlic bread. It was fire.
What are you doing?
It was fire.
God, and you're feeling ambitious today.
A mini egg donut.
Oh, yeah. Hot. That's a good one. It's a good
one. So, I will say, I'm not a big fan of all the things that Tim Hortons has done and changed.
Too much.
When I say that fucking garlic bread was absolute gas... I'm in.
I respect it.
I'm in. And when you dip it in the chili.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm into it. Okay. That of all of the things.
Yeah.
That one I'm fine with. Right. Like, it's the least ambitious. It's the least ridiculous. They're just
it's just, you know, garlic
toast.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's bun, cheese, butter, and garlic. It's fine. It's not like it's like, here's this pizza from our kitchen that we don't have.
Yeah, fucking strange. Nobody, please. If you're hearing this and there's a Tim Hortons near you, go to Tim Hortons. Enjoy it. I love it. Don't buy their fucking flatbreads. I'm trying to get them to take it off the menu. That's so stupid. No one's buying your pizzas. It's so dumb.
Dumb.
Anyhow, I'm good. I got my tooth fixed.
Look at
that.
I got
my tooth fixed. It was a process.
It's dentistry.
It was like an hour, like 1 hour of my day yesterday that got fucking weird real quick. So it was supposed to be 30 minutes. Go in, put in the cap, put in the crown. But because I broke the temporary crown, they're like, your gums have fought back. Your gums have tried to take over the space. So we're going to try and push your gums back.
Ow.
And I was like, okay. So they numbed me up a little bit. They basically just had the cap put there and then I chomped on it and held it. Until it tried, like, see if I could force the gums back myself. And then they had to, like, I don't know, do some process. But as a result, it sat too high. So they spent a lot of time drilling it down and, like, carving it into my face. Jaws too strong. But the 30-minute appointment became an hour appointment just because of how long it took. Now it's in my face. It's good. But it's it's rounded in a weird way. I'm honestly, like, I don't care. I don't care enough. Like, I can feel it with my tongue. The bite is fine. The bite sits. That's great. That's all I care about. The little rounded bit, I'm like, it's going to distract my tongue, but I'm like, it doesn't hurt. It's not a bad thing. It's fine. Yeah. So that happened. I came home. I was late for a meeting because of how long this thing ran. I ran in. My computer was being weird, but it was super minor. Someone knocks on my balcony door and is like, hey, I want to paint the floor here. They've been doing work on my balcony for over a month now.
How'd they get on your balcony?
There's literal ropes and have been for a month.
So Tarzan,
they're just swinging
on
down, and I see him like constantly. I'm just like, hi, I'm working, but I can see you. Good to like, and the building's like, oh, put your blinds down. My blinds are down. I can just see through them. Like, they're not privacy blinds from like 3 feet away. They're privacy blinds for apartment buildings across the way.
Have they seen you naked yet?
Probably, almost certainly, yeah. So they knocked. They're like, we want to paint your floor. And I have like IKEA fake grass and fake wood down as like a floor topper. And I was like, well, I can't move this for you for at least an hour because I'm working and it's the middle of the day. And the guy was really nice. It's not his fault either, but he was just like, tomorrow? So yesterday I had to spend an hour taking apart the flooring that took me multiple days to put together at some point. So that was all in an hour. And while I'm in this meeting at work, I check my LinkedIn juice. This is a lesson to everybody out there to always check your LinkedIn. Someone had messaged me on LinkedIn. I got four messages. They said, and they were like a day apart, each of them. They said, hey, we met at this event. Here's who I was. We're looking for someone to host a reveal of some winners on a live stream. And like, they know me from my job as well. But this one, I think, was outside of my job. They're like, hey, we're looking for someone to host and just announce these winners. And I didn't respond. And they said the next day, they're like, any chance you're interested? And then the day after that, they were like, we actually have some budget available, 4K question mark. And these messages were sent in mid-March. So by simply not paying attention to my LinkedIn, I apparently lost a lot of money host an event that would have been pretty fun. Just a just a stream event. Yeah.
Oh no, Jackson, did you message them?
I messaged them. I was like, any chances, like, well, I knew the event had come and gone. I was like, did you guys find someone? Like, hoping they actually did. And they went, no, we weren't able to find anyone. So we just posted it in like an article. I was like, fuck. But they're like, we're working on something else. We might need someone else at that point in time. And I said, okay. And they're like, give me your email. Cause I told them, I was like, I'm not good on LinkedIn. But I was like, here's my email. Send me an email if you need somebody and we'll figure it out. So that was all in an hour of my day. All of these things,
Jackson,
happened. I was like,
devastating.
Jesus Christ. Because that's the kind of stuff I want to do.
Yeah. And also that is a lot of money. That's way more money.
Like, that's way more money than I would have ever expected for that, because it's like an hour long stream and all I would be doing was hosting. I don't have to produce the stream and I don't likely have to use the channels. Like, it's all their stuff. No, I just show up.
That's like Drag Race money. That's like.
I guffawed. If they were like, it's $100, I'd be like, okay, thanks.
No, Jackson, that type of money.
So here's the thing. I have no idea what the values are, and that's why I got to become a diva. You know what I mean? So I got representation.
You
got
to get a TF diva. We got to get representation so that they can say you're worth more. If you were a TF diva,
would have been done.
That message wouldn't have got to me.
It would have got to me when it needed to. You know,
I'm calling them tonight.
Call them up, right? Put them on the pod. Let's do a podcast episode where we say, "Hey, it's a structured debate. Why
Jackson
be a TF diva?"
I'm gonna honestly call them tonight and be like, and tell them this whole situation. And be like, this is how much money you lost out.
I was so upset, man.
Dude, that's
because again, like, I had no idea. Quite honestly, if they were like, hey, we need you to it's almost a blessing and a curse that I missed it, because they wouldn't have offered me money and I probably would have just been like, sure, yeah, I can help out, or like something.
I swear.
And now that I know that they had all this budget, I'm like, oh, I would have shot myself in the foot. I would have really screwed myself over.
And if you were a TF diva,
I wouldn't have.
You wouldn't have.
Wouldn't have.
Because you have a manager protecting you and asking for money for what you are worth, because you are what? Good at your job.
Looking.
And deserve. Looking? Can you host?
Good looking.
Good looking. Handsome, but you're good at your job and you deserve to be paid for those things because you are what? Talented.
Thanks, boo. I appreciate you saying
that.
No
worries.
That.
I love you so much.
Speaking of us being awesome. It does. Yeah, big time.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of us being awesome, we were featured in a couple of the posts from the Game Expo.
So you tagged me in it, but I was coaching and I'm attached to the speaker, so I couldn't watch it. Because if I turned it on, people would hear the reel. So I was like, fuck, I can't watch it. And I forgot about it last night. So is it good?
So they posted two. The first one's really good to me and the second one's better to you. So the first one, there's multiple people that are voiceover, essentially, that they took from the interview that they did with us. So they actually have me in there twice, two separate times in this like 45-second clip.
Are you also like a collaborator on it? Because you're like in the fuck, bro?
Well, because they put me up as a name. Like, I had my name on screen. They didn't have your name on screen. Because basically what happened was I'm talking while I'm off camera. And then they cut back. They throw my name on the screen. And you're next to me, but they didn't take any of your audio. Because I'm pretty sure it was the response where you went, same. And they were like, okay, well, I don't think we need that. So that was fun. It was cool to hear my voice and see all of these event things. But the second one's cool. I don't think there's any audio. I don't think there's any dialogue. It's just like pure B-roll of the event. And there's a couple of really good shots of you. There's a couple of really good shots of you. One where you're like smiling, beaming, and talking to, remember the hot couple?
The hot couple.
You were talking with the hot couple. You can see like this much of my face, but you're like dead center, beaming, looking great. And then there's another one later. I think maybe a shot from behind, and I'm being your silhouette. You're looking beefy up top. And I think there's I don't know if it was that shot, maybe, and it wasn't from behind, but there, your face is in the shot a couple of different times in like this 45-second thing.
Oh my god!
So
show
I was kind of cool. Yeah.
Okay, that's really exciting. Yeah. A Games Expo and the Canadian Game Awards.
Yeah.
Support Canadian talent.
Yeah, dog.
Especially nowadays where, and we will dive into it, where the Switch 2 is going to be a hefty price and the games are going to be even heftier. Yeah. We'll talk about it.
Yeah. Hey, Juice, before we dive into today's topic, I wanted to ask you a question. What are you scared of?
Oh my god, so much.
Yeah?
Yes. Okay. I'm a scaredy cat. I'm scared of heights.
Yeah.
I am scared of flying, although I do fly a lot.
Same.
I'm scared of the impending doom of what happens after death.
Yeah, that's true. We danced around that one the other
Yeah, and you want to talk about it, and I was like, let's not do that.
I didn't realize. I thought we were doing a bit. No, there was trauma happening.
Yeah. I'm scared. I'm scared of losing loved ones. Oh,
yeah.
So terrifying.
Heartbreaking.
I am scared of large expanding spaces. Terrifying.
So our existence?
Well, oceans.
Sure. But
oceans are scary.
The universe is a never-ending expanse that's getting bigger.
Horrifying. Right. What else? Spiders.
Yep, not a fan.
They're the best roommates you could ever have, but I don't want to talk or associate with them, but I'm happy that they're there. Why is there more?
I wrote it down on my list. I think it was inspired by a post I saw today that someone was like, I just heard a dad speaking to their young son at an amusement park. They said, it's very brave to go on a roller coaster.
Horrified of roller coasters.
So then the second part applies to you. They said, it's also very brave to say that you don't want to because you're scared. And I was like, that's good. I like that. So you're the second one. I'm the first one.
I'm
the brave boy to go on them. You're the brave one to acknowledge that you're fearful.
I'm very scared. I like to stand in the line if there's a lot of like cool activations and like fun stuff like at theme parks. And then I go to I get right to the end and I go, hello, I'm not going on this ride. I just really wanted to stand in line and see all the cool things.
How do they react to you usually?
They go, yeah, you just exit over there. Next.
They don't care. They got a lot to do that day.
Yeah. They're like, yeah, cool. What is it called? Fun. The chicken line, chicken exit or something.
I don't know. But I can infer.
Yeah, I do that. What are you scared of, Jackson?
Dying alone is my number one.
Oh my god, horrifying! Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right, terrifying. Not a big fan of heights. I'm not a big fan of spiders either. But I don't think that's like phobia. I'm just like, Although if there was a big one, if they're big enough to be furry, fuck no, way. I'm sure a lot of it is more existential than
also,
just like simple fears.
You wanted to fucking do the Amazing Race Canada together, and we're both scared of heights, and we're both scared of spiders.
Do you? Why would there be spiders in this? I'll be honest. I have not watched it. I don't know. Is it like fear?
I don't know. It's very. That's very
how
like
you just go from here to there.
Yeah, but they have challenges. So it's like some of them are like you have to walk across this like high thing, or you've got to climb this building, or you've got to like reach in and touch a bunch of spiders. Like those are like things that happen in those kind of shows.
But can I say this about both of us? Mm. Both of us. Mm. I am very confident that we would rise to the occasion if there were cameras pointed at us. I think you and I both have a gear of, well, people are watching, so I'm going to find a way to fucking do this anyways. Yeah. And I also think that's when we're at our most entertaining. I maintain that our participation on the Amazing Race Canada would be so fucking fun for everyone involved. I maintain it. I think we would be
great. Can't we do like traitors or something?
No. Because that's not a team one. We need one where we work together because that's when it gets most chaotic.
Survivor.
That's no, because you don't come in as a team. You know what I mean? And there's
America's
only one winner
next
at the
top
end.
Model.
There was a Canada's Next Top Model. Why would you not use that?
Canada's Next Top Model.
Yeah, I had a big crush on one of the girls at some point. I was in high school.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, speaking of crushes, I got a crush on everybody who is part of our Patreon, and Jackson's going to let you know a little bit more about
that.
Good job.
Yeah. Hey, everybody, if you want to support the podcast the most direct way humanly possible, please head on over to patreon.com/itdangerpod. When you arrive there, you will find a whole myriad of additional content options, including but not limited to full video episodes of each of the podcasts. You get the podcast a day before the rest of the world. And at a particular tier, you get a monthly cameo style video from Juice and myself. It's absolute chaos. I promise you will enjoy it. Whether or not you are a sub on the Patreon right now, there is a post that is live for a Q&A episode. We've got some fantastic questions on there. In the coming weeks, Juice and I would love to record a episode that's just us chatting with you and answering those questions. So if you have any questions for Juice, myself, the podcast, about games, about life, about sillies, please go and drop them in there, and we will be doing our best to answer them as soon as we can.
Good job.
Thank you very much. I think that was one of our cleanest ones, honestly.
That was a really good one, actually, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And with no further ado, I think it's time that we dive into what is sure to be beefy. We're going to dive into the April 2nd Switch 2 Nintendo Direct. It was over an hour long. They showcased a lot of things in that time. They also push people to additional things, reveals that happened after the fact as well. I figure we'll go through pretty much step by step. We did not watch this together.
No.
We watched them separately at different times. I'm curious about a couple of things as a result of that. I'm actually eager to kind of talk to you from this approach. But there's a lot here. There's a lot to be excited about. And there's a lot of eyebrow raises and questions.
Yeah.
Juice, anything you want to preface with before we dive in?
I'm excited. I really liked it. I was very excited. I had a big smile on the whole time. I think every bit of it was great.
Yeah.
But there's only tiny things that
there's
I
some drawbacks.
Like. There's some drawbacks, small drawbacks, some things that are kind of just like stupid. But overall, very excited.
Keeping in mind that Nintendo traditionally tries a lot of really strange things and hits like 80% of them.
There's some big swings.
And I think they maintained above 80% success rate for me, hit rate, of like all the new things that you're trying, I'm in on. I don't think there's more than 20% that I'm like, well, I don't know. But there's a good deal of them.
We'll talk about it.
The show opened with a brand new Mario Kart game called Mario Kart World.
I'm in.
So I'm not a big Mario Kart person, but this looked fucking dope.
Yeah.
There is open world segments of it. There's some free roam that you can do with friends. The races are up to 24 people from 12, where it's been the last little while here. There's something called a knockout tour, where you go from checkpoint to checkpoint to checkpoint, like a longer race, and it's kind of like Battle Royale. So if you're in the bottom six positions by the first checkpoint, you get dropped off, which is very cool. And this will be releasing on day one with the Switch. Makes complete sense. It's a pack-in for an additional cost version. Your thoughts about the new Mario Kart World Juice Box?
Huge fan. Love all the additions they've done to it. Because Mario Kart's been very much just like, drive around in circles. Here's your things. Here's this one additional thing that might seem pretty cool. This is fun. We're getting rid of this. This added so much more to the game.
Big time.
Right? And now you can like drive on walls. You can like
grind on rails.
Yeah, grind on the rails. It feels like there's so much more that you can do in the game that it feels like it'll still have that like base Mario Kart that if you just want to play Mario Kart and it's really accessible to people who are just like, I just like Mario Kart, you'll still be able to do that. But then for people who want just a little bit more, or they want to get a little bit more out of it, or there's just a lot more replayability or more kind of just beef to it, it has that now.
Yep.
So like, I love the idea of like the being dropped off, right? Not being at that place. It's super cool, especially if you're playing with friends and you're just like, and you're like, oh, I just made it, or like just passed through, or like beating them, and like having just those two friends just right at the end. I think just sounds so cool.
Yep. I'm right there with you. This is another one where, like I mentioned, I've played Mario Kart. Sure. I'm decent at Mario Kart. Yeah. But at the same time, I'm not frothing at the mouth for a new Mario Kart. And this, I think, exemplifies something that Nintendo does so well. They iterate on their own titles in a way, like a creative way, that I can't imagine most of the time. Mm-hmm. Like looking back at Mario Odyssey, where they have Cappy as a new addition, and it is implemented seamlessly that it doesn't feel weird being in that series, but it changes the game and builds up so much more to it in a fantastic way. And I think this is that as well, where I see Mario Kart for the last however many years without a brand new entry, and I'm like, well, yeah, how much are you going to be able to iterate on this? And they did a ton. They've made so many new things. So I'm really excited for this. There's also been a list of the starting roster and costume sets and stuff, and those are really, really fun to see as well.
Mm-hmm. They've added, you can play as the cow.
You can play as the cow, which so cool. I had a conversation with a friend about for a long time, and the internet is blowing up about this fucking cow.
I saw Nemesis Network lose her mind, being like, you can play as the cow! People, you can play as the cow!
It is so pumped. It has been one of the most memeified things I've seen from this show, which is great.
It was genius for them to add that in. That was so smart.
There was a mysterious C button that people saw on the controllers. Everyone was curious about it. This is the chat console mic community button. So they're approaching it in a weird way, but the headline is Nintendo is finally adding voice chat to their consoles.
Yeah.
You, very excited about this. You sent me a stretch of very excited messages.
I've been able to sit on it, and I'm less excited.
Okay.
But I was excited, because I was like, finally, finally we can add those kind of things. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to use a Discord or stuff. You can just like play with voice. But here's why I get less excited.
Tell me.
I think it's going to be bad.
Yeah. So here's my thought. Unless there was more. If that was just it.
No, I just think it's going to be bad. I think it's going to be bad.
So here's my thought. And I've talked about this with Pokemon, and you've heard this rant before. Let's stop giving Nintendo credit for doing something new when it's 10 to 15 years behind the rest of the industry. Yeah. Like, yes, it's exciting that they're adding chat to their game console. Finally, this is something that's existed for over a decade, easily, super accessible across all these other consoles. Just because Nintendo is way behind it doing it does not mean we should all be like so proud of them when they finally decide to do it. It drives me nuts. Anyhow, I could see this being bad because of too many restrictions. They had a thing about parental controls, and we know that that's why Nintendo dragged their feet about doing this type of things. Is they're still catering to kids, and they want to make sure that there's not like unsafe circumstances for kids online. As a result, I think they'll get in their own way a little bit. But another really weird element to this is that there's a camera that they really seemed eager to implement. And I can only see that going badly. But like a lot of the layouts and the functionality of this look like Zoom, where you would put like your friends' feeds at the bottom and you turn on your camera and it would put you in your feed as well. It just seemed like a lot of things I don't really need to see. Now, I did kind of have a moment in the middle of it where I was like, oh, that would be kind of neat if you were struggling in a game to get in and essentially screen share via the console. You and I are on comms and we can talk through your game because I can see it and rearrange it. But like,
yeah, because they did show that. They said like you could move your screen over. But like, remember in that, they moved their friend screen over and it looked so bad.
So the camera peripheral looks garbage.
Yeah, choppy. It looks
$50
blurry.
Camera, which is not a good camera. So again, I think they're going lo-fi on it in a way. There is, I will say, I saw it earlier today, a Piranha Plant camera, which looks cool, but it's still a $50 camera that is not giving you high fidelity. And also, I don't want that. I don't want a camera in my calls with you. Like, if we're on voice calls, like, we could do that. We're on Discord when we play video games together. I'm never like, hey, flip on your camera for me, bro. Like, that's, I don't need that. Doesn't enhance my gaming session.
I don't know, man. I'd like it.
You just want to stare at me, and we know that.
I just want to make eye contact. Now, I mostly stare at myself when we talk anyway.
I know. I know. I've seen that a lot of times. There is a game share system, which seems very similar to the Game Pass. Not Game Pass. What did they call it? From
Game Card.
Game Card, yeah. Which allows you to kind of share a game up to three systems is what I wrote down. Neat.
Neat.
Neat. I won't use it, probably. They then went into the tech details of the console itself. It is a larger screen than the Switch. In handheld mode, 1080p, 120 FPS. Strong. Very good. Docked 4K. Yeah, that's strong. That's really impressive. They made a big deal about there's a fan in the dock, and everyone's like, okay, thanks. Neat. I don't give a shit. No one gives a shit.
Why hasn't it had a fan in the dock?
Yeah.
Can I say the funniest part?
Go ahead.
When they were like, look how much better the quality is. And it went from an extremely pixelated image to just like a marginally less pixelated image. And I was just like,
I'm curious to get like the deep and dirty details around what the tech specs are, but they made the what is it, ZR and ZL, like the when you turn your controller sideways, the little top buttons, they made They're those bigger. A little bit beefier, which is great because that definitely needed it. There's a mouse in the controllers, which was heavily rumored, now confirmed.
Now can I with the mouse, I think the mouse is cool, but I think the mouse, like, I don't want to play a game where it it's like, okay, this is only mouse for this part, and then like I'm sitting on my couch.
You're going inevitably. It's the same question I had when I was watching it, was nobody has like a lap box or something, like you're supposed to put it on the couch next to you on the ground. Like, this doesn't feel intuitive.
Yeah.
Like, where am I supposed to put this fucking device? I don't have a desk.
Because people who play PC,
your PC sets at a desk. I don't need a mouse when I'm sitting in front of my TV. That's weird. It feels strange.
And I felt like there was a bunch of games that are like, these are all the things that you're going to be able to do with a mouse. And I'm just like, okay, well, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I mean, that might be the 20% of maybe. Big swings. I mean,
it's still cool. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, it's still cool. Yeah. But I still was kind of just like, okay.
Yeah. They announced two USB ports, USB-C ports, which is important because one charges and one allows you to use other devices, which is great. The internal storage is 256 gigabytes, which is much bigger than it currently is. That's great. And then they kind of, from there, went into some of the games and some of the stuff. The Welcome Tutorial is a hardware hub tutorial. It's called Welcome Tour. It's got mini games and tech demos. It's paid. You have to pay money to go through their little tech demo for their console to show off all the different features. I don't know who's paying money for this.
I would never.
So you look at your PS5. It comes with Astro's Playroom.
Yeah.
In it. That's the tech demo. You go around. It shows the different features of the new controllers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's packed in. Historically, those types of things are packed in. Who's spending money? I'm going to pay you, Nintendo, money so that you can show me the cool features on the console that I already paid money for?
Which you're already paying a fucking arm and a leg for.
A lot of money. I don't know when the right time to talk about that is.
I was like, we got to get to that, but like, ay, Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They mentioned a system transfer, which is cool. If you have any games installed or save files, it'll make it super easy for you to go from Switch to Switch 2.
Yeah.
There's a Pro Controller, which looks actually pretty tangible. Like, the Pro Controllers they had on the first Switch felt a little plasticky, a little bit toy-like. These ones look a little bit beefier, and there's an audio jack, so you can finally plug in your headphones. Whenever you want. Whenever you want.
Can we talk about the other controller?
Which other controller?
The GameCube controller?
The GameCube controller looks so fucking good.
So fucking cool.
It looks so good. I was never a GameCube guy, but yeah, they have a Switch 2 compatible wireless GameCube controller, which looks
I saw that and I was just like,
yup. I never had a GameCube, did you?
No, but my cousins did.
I had a buddy with one. That's who I was messaging with because talked a little bit about it. We got the big release date, June 5th, Nintendo Switch 2. Comes to stores all over the world.
April 9th is when pre-order starts.
Yes, that is correct. They then went on a journey talking about Nintendo Switch 2 versions of current Switch games that would provide enhanced features or graphical fidelity.
Or additional levels.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Like they used Mario Party Jamboree as an example. They have a new series of mini games that use mouse functionality and camera functionality, etc.
Yeah.
They have The Legend of Zelda, both Tears of the Kingdom and Breath of the Wild. They also have a map companion app for them now.
Really cool.
Neat. Will I use it? I don't know. Probably not.
I mean, if it was my first time playing it, 100%, but it's not. So, no.
Kirby and the Forgotten Land, Metroid Prime, and Pokemon ZA all have these enhanced versions. There's a longer list that they released after the fact, but that's the ones they showcased. Drag X Drive then got announced for summer 2025. And you sent me a message about this. I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
So it utilizes the mouse functionality, which isn't my favorite, but honestly, in this case, it might be really well utilized. Basically, this is a wheelchair basketball game.
Yeah.
So if you think about using the mouse as your wheels, you would use it down at your at the side of your legs on your couch, which is where, if you were in a wheelchair, you would be reaching for your wheels. So I think this is super neat. Like, it's cool to kind of show off that tech. But for me, the representation for people in wheelchairs, I think, is really, really cool. You don't see that hardly ever. Shout out to Overcooked for having that. I think it's a raccoon in a wheelchair.
But it's just like, it's a full game about like just people who are in wheelchairs playing basketball.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's so rad. I thought that was
the coolest. It looks pretty neat. Will I dive in on it? Not for $80, not for $100.
Yeah.
If I have a handful of friends and it's on sale, definitely.
Yeah.
Regardless of whether or not I play it, I'm glad it exists. This was like ARMS. Do you remember when ARMS got announced? They're like, we've got new peripherals. We've got new hardware. We should make a game that aligns with it. And they made ARMS for the first Switch. So this was similar to that. Hmm. Then we went through basically a slew of developers saying, yes, I'm bringing my game to the Switch 2. This was third-party support. This was everybody being like, yes, us too, so that everyone could see, yes, there's going to be big games here. Mm-hmm. The list, and you can stop me whenever you'd like, includes Elden Ring, Hades 2, Street Fighter 6 is getting a specific version. There is a game called Daemon X Machina that had been previously announced that is getting pulled over. Split Fiction.
Big.
Our guy.
I thought that was really exciting. That means me and Mr. Box can play it.
That's
actually
a great fit.
Yeah.
EA Sports FC, as well as Madden, Hogwarts Legacy, Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3 and 4, Hitman World of Assassination, which was cool because I saw a post after this version or whatever has some in-game items that align with Mario and Luigi, so you can dress Agent 47, the Hitman, in like a bright green suit to be like Luigi. I think it was really fun. I thought that was cute. That studio, IO Interactive, has also been working on a 007 game called Project 007 currently, and they announced that that game will be coming as well. Bravely Default and Yakuza 0 were also on that list. Any of those that tickle your fancy?
Did you say Elden Ring and Duskblood?
Duskblood. That's the new Elden Ring? That's later. I'm going chronologically.
Oh, I'm so sorry. No, those are all cool. I'm really excited that Split Fiction is coming.
Yeah, I think it's a really good fit. I think it is. Big time. Then I got blue balls.
Nice.
Tell me if this was the same experience for you here. They show a new Zelda game. Art style, shockingly similar.
Oh, I was pissed.
Shockingly similar to Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom. Zelda is a playable character.
I was
running
pissed,
around exploring the world of Zelda, and like before the calamity happened, and I'm like, great, this is awesome. Psych, it's Hyrule Warriors.
I know.
Which is again Dynasty Warriors with the Zelda skin, and I was so angry. I scratched out stuff on my list here because I was like, damn it. I got really upset. I thought it was a Zelda prequel where you play as Zelda in the Breath of the Wild universe before the calamity happened. But no.
Yeah, me too. I was kind of bummed, but I was just like, you know what? That's still cool.
Yeah.
But I probably would never, I'm probably never going to play a game like that.
No, me neither.
For me, it's just like, yeah, okay, it's before the calamity, but it's like they obviously lose.
It's a good point. I don't know how they would pull that off. Like, get to the end of the game and make you feel like a winner, even if the story inevitably means you lost. Maybe it's just like it ends before the big moment that ended the world or whatever. Like, you won the war, or you won the battle, but you lose the war. I don't know.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Good luck. Have fun. Play Tears of the Kingdom.
So, Switch Online, they announced that GameCube games are finally coming. The ones that they showcased, Wind Waker.
So excited.
Soul Calibur and F-Zero GX. I messaged you about Wind Waker And I tried to very quickly be like, not a remake. They're just bringing it from GameCube. But immediately you were like, remaster! And I was like, no, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get your hopes up.
I was really excited. Yeah, but still, I'm still pumped. I would still play it.
I've never played it. And it's like, great. Now I can finally play it appropriately.
Oh, are you going to play it?
I mean, if I ever get a Switch 2, yeah. I'll dive in on that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
The price is
more on that
hefty.
Later.
The price is hefty.
This is where they announced the GameCube controller. Again, beautiful. They got that purple, I think.
Yeah.
The classic GameCube purple. Ooh. Then they went through a little bit more of, hey, we're supporting the Switch 2, a little more third-party game. So they had Deltarune Day 1. It's going to have chapters 1 through 4. 1 and 2 are what's out right now. So 3 and 4 will be new when it releases on this platform, which is great. Then Randy Pitchford came out and talked about Borderlands 4, and he screamed at us. And I was like, please, sir, it's 6:30 a.m. Please stop yelling at me. He was just so excited.
I think I was putting away shirts at that part.
Civ 7, WWE 2K, NBA 2K, and then something I want to talk about real quick. There was a little nugget in this game called in this thing called Survival Kids.
Okay.
I knew about this game for a while. This game is being developed by Unity, my company that I work for. Now, traditionally, Unity does not develop their own games, so this was massive news that I had to basically get NDA'd on. Ahead of time, I'm watching this, Juice, and I don't know if this was different. This is where I'm curious to hear your experience. They start revealing this game. The trailer starts to play. I'm in a room with the rest of the community management team. We get 3 seconds in. Me and one other person in the room are aware that this is happening. And I go, oh, this is interesting. The entire stream freezes. The North American broadcast froze 7 seconds into the reveal of our game. I was like, oh no, I was broadcasting it through Zoom for everyone. I was like, oh, is it something I did? I'm going in, I open the chat, everyone's like, what the losing their minds. The viewer count went from 1.5 million to 1 million people. 500,000 people that could have seen this trailer did not. And I'm sitting there like, oh my God, what's happening? So now that it's all been revealed, we can talk about it a little bit, but that was just the worst possible timing. I was beside myself.
Oh no, that's sad.
So that was really stressful.
I mean, it looks really fun though.
It does. I got a little tech demo of it a couple of days ago and saw some things. I won't say any more, but I thought as I was there, I was like, Juice and I should play this game together.
I was like, I would play this with you. It looks really cute.
Yep. More games announced for the Switch 2. Enter the Gungeon 2. Cyberpunk 2077, Final Fantasy VII, and then a new game from the creators of Elden Ring, From Software, a game called The Duskbloods.
Oh, sorry, yeah, that's
so. Not only is this a game from the developers of Elden Ring, this is a Nintendo Switch 2 exclusive. So that means this is the only place you can play this game, which is really strange. From Software is usually very, very tightly partnered with Sony, right? They created Bloodborne, which was a PlayStation exclusive at the time. I think still is, or no, it might be on PC now. I don't know. But really interesting to see, especially because Nintendo typically is targeting kids, right? A younger demographic. And this game is very securely rated M and is for adults. You did see that from like a number of different games, like your Cyberpunks, your Borderlands 4s, like, okay, we're leaning a little bit more into adult and mature theme games. I'm curious if this is a bit of a indication that we're moving away from the all in on kids features.
But I mean, it's also like, it's a very, even the art style isn't something that I think would offer anything for the regular Switch. So to see something with such like a cool art style be able to be played on the Switch 2 gives me really excited for what we're going to be able to get from it.
Yeah, I still don't think that it's going to compete graphical fidelity wise to what's already out there in terms of the newest Xboxes and PlayStations, but
I agree,
it's going to be close. It's going to be great.
Close. Yeah, it'll be close. So that's kind of cool.
Are you gonna also play? The Duskbloods, I'm curious about. It has multiplayer that you play as a vampire. So as you navigate combat, you can also bite people and mosquito them. But there was also a moment where they went through like really traditional Elden Ringy From Soft style monsters where you're like, oh, that's a weird looking abomination. And they did that a bunch. That's what they normally do. And then they showed the character turning into a T-Rex with still human legs. And I have no idea what it is, but that's what got me. Playing as a vampire was neat, but playing as a dinosaur, I'm in. I'm in.
I like the like sad little rat.
Was there a sad rat?
There's like a sad little rat at the end of the preview.
I have to tell you, Juice, do not play this game.
No, I would never play this game.
I just want to make sure that you're aware. I would be leading you astray if I said you should try this.
No, I would never play this game.
I don't think that, like, you know how for some stuff on stream, we're like, well, I'm going to get frustrated, so that'll at least make good content. I think you would be frustrated to a point of not being enjoyable for anyone involved.
No. I would never play this game. Nothing about this game looks enjoyable for me. Mm-hmm. Enjoyable for other people, yes, but for me, absolutely not. Nothing about this game looks enjoyable for me.
Then, two bangers to end the stream, to end the presentation. Let me set the stage for you, okay? Bright, colorful world. There is a star down on the ground. Music starts to swell. Our pink, puffy little boy, Kirby, appears on screen, gets on top of his star, and goes to fly away. Now, the room I was in went Smash Bros? Because Kirby was the main thread through the story of the last Smash Bros game. They stopped supporting it. There's no more updates. Inevitably, you'll get a new Smash Bros at some point. Is it Smash Bros? No, it is a new game in the series that I didn't know existed called Kirby Air Riders. It looks like a racer, maybe a like three-dimensional racer. Instead of being on the ground, you're flying around. It looked cool, but I don't think we saw any gameplay in it. If I'm not mistaken, it was just like cinematics and mood pieces. But that got announced for 2025. So shout out to anybody who's really excited for Kirby Air Riders. Juice, did it pique your interest at all?
No.
Yeah.
But I mean, good for them.
Neat, right? I'm glad. Neat. I'm happy for the people that will enjoy this.
Yeah.
And then the grand finale had everyone going bananas. Nailed it.
Crushed it.
A brand new 3D platforming Donkey Kong game. DK Bonanza.
DK.
Donkey Kong.
I'm so excited.
I was never a big fan of Donkey Kong platformers. I never played them. Again, I didn't have a home console for Nintendo until the Switch. That was my first one. So this doesn't have a nostalgia beat for me, but just looking at it, I was like, this looks like a very fun game. And I hope that what they do with this is very similar to what they did with Mario Odyssey, bringing him to the Switch and changing the formula a little bit. This one looks like the whole game has destructible worlds. Like, it looks like you can just break everything with your big donkey fists.
Yeah.
I know he's not a donkey. Also, isn't it donkey weird that Kong. They named Donkey Kong? He's not a donkey.
But he's a Kong.
Yep, sure. So this one tickled your fancy. You sent me a few all caps messages as you got this one.
Donkey Kong. I was pumped because I really liked the first Donkey Kong game from N64. Like, that was a big one. I used to play that one a lot when I was a kid with my brother. So this has got a nostalgia factor for me. So, like, I was really excited. I hope they add in those, like, things like the DK, Donkey Kong, like, all that stuff. I hope all that's in there. So I'm really pumped, and I like that you could just, like, go around, smash them, destroy the world, collect a bunch of coins, collect a bunch of gold, collect a bunch of bananas. Like, I like all that. The bosses look really cool. The bosses look fun. So I feel like the boss fights are going to be really dynamic and cool to play. And also, like, it's once again, but it looks approachable. It looks like a Mario game. Like, it doesn't look like it's going to be too hard. It looks like it'll still have pretty simple controls. So you can just enjoy it. This looks like a good one where you can just have fun.
Yeah, it's two things for me. One, it looks like from what they showed in the trailer, it showed a level of impressive technical benchmarking. To be able to go and destroy the entire map and whatever and break a bunch of the ground and the mountains and whatever, that requires a lot from your processing. So I'm really curious to see what that means for the Switch 2 and its technical side. The other thing is, they did a beautiful thing, and Nintendo's always been really good at it, but they saw it a lot in Odyssey. They have a fantastic balance of approachable and easy to pick up, but really difficult to master. So if you handed the controller to a kid, they could play it and have fun. But if you wanted to take it seriously and challenge yourself, there was always additional layers that you could go and explore. So I'm really hopeful that they kind of keep that ethos going into DK Bonanza.
Bonanza.
And then the show ended and I went, huh, no price point. Interesting.
Crazy.
And then
I know why.
I Googled and saw that IGN had reported that in the US it's
$450
for the console, $500 if you buy it with the new Mario Kart game. $500 US. And I was like, ooh, that's
making that
tough.
$700 Canadian to $750 Canadian.
No, I think it's $650 to $700. But
either way, bro.
That is nuts.
Yeah.
Nuts. Insane. And it's not purely exchange rate. And it's not, I mean, it's not not impacted by tariffs. I mean, they could see it go up in the US, which is nuts because of just dumbassery happening right now. But $700 US, juice.
No,
does this
Canadian dollars.
Set, let me start over. $700 Canadian, juice. Does this impact your desire to try to pick this up as soon as it releases?
I mean, I really want it, but that is a lot of money.
I just do the equation of think of all the other shit you could buy for $700. You could buy a PS5 console, an additional controller, and 2-3 AAA games.
Wait, so how much is a PS5 console?
I think it's $550.
I thought a PS5 was almost $1,000.
No. Buy a PS5 in Canada. Thank you, BestBuy.ca. Base model, $500. Slim, Astrobot, no disk drive. Refurbished, $470. So.
Okay. So you could, for this price point, you could get like a really good PlayStation 5 with two controllers and some good games.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it makes it hard because it's just like the Switch is fun and the Switch is something that like, I think is great, but the price point is not approachable.
Mm-hmm.
And for what they have versus what you can get on a PlayStation or an Xbox does not equate because you are going to get so much more from those two versus what you would get from the Switch that like the only people I think who are going to go out and actually buy this are going to be people who either don't know better or people who are diehard Switch players, the people who are like, I only play Nintendo, I only play Switch, because I feel like other gamers are going to be like, why would I pick that up? It is so goddamn expensive when I can play all of these stuff on my PlayStation 5, or people who have a PC where they're like, I'll buy an emulator and steal the game.
Well, we don't condone that. Yes, that is absolutely a possibility. I had a friend point out, it seems like they're trying to compete with the Steam Deck more than they are PlayStation.
How much is
the
Steam Deck?
Steam Deck, you can, like an OLED Steam Deck, you'll get around that price depending on what your storage is at. However, you can buy games for like $3 and you can play all the games in the world. Yeah. Whereas when you have a Switch 2, you're buying games for $100 Canadian. And at launch, there's not that many of them. And like, yes, you can play your Switch games, but like, I still don't think that that's comparable.
Yeah, for them to be like, here's the five games that you can play on the Switch 2 on launch. Here you go, $700, enjoy. But it's just like, if it was like, here's 50 games you can play, and then it comes down to the games. Games are over $100 each.
Mm-hmm.
Over $100 each. And is there's I know there's not going to be a difference between digital copy and
definitely
hard and hard copy. There's not going to be a difference. So what do you want us to do when it's like you're going to be paying a fucking arm and a leg either way? That's so much money for a game.
Yep. So for me, this not only removes it from a day one purchase, but this puts it into like the way down the line territory.
Yeah.
I had thoughts of like going to sell my Switch this month and then sitting on a couple $100 and then coming back and buying this at a discount. I would still need $500 more Canadian. I'm not doing that. Zero interest. Now, I invite you, Juice, to put on a little tinfoil hat with me. We're going into conspiracy theory territory, okay?
Jackson.
All right? I got some thoughts here, and I can see it making sense. Now, when a new console releases, it is incredibly challenging to get one yourself. Why?
price point.
Because everybody wants them and they're furthering for them. But also scalpers.
Okay.
Right? Scalpers buy out stock in droves. They mark it up. People will be buying this for $1,000 second on the secondhand market.
Yeah.
Okay. Right? You buy it at $700, they're gonna mark it up to $1,000. Easy. You're gonna be buying it for like $1,500. People paid that amount, right? When it first came out. Now, my theory, Nintendo knows that scalpers are gonna dive in and they're gonna sell it at a markup and they're gonna clear out their entire inventory. Nintendo says, great, let's take advantage of the scalpers. Let's take them for a ride. Okay. They make more money because the scalpers are going to pay whatever, thinking that they're going to make more on the other end. And they will, dickheads. However, a year down the line, 6, 9 months, 12 months down the line, Nintendo says, hey, we're going to be good guys. There's a reduction in price. And it's because they just, they fucking squeezed all they could out of the scalpers. And then they open it up at a reduced price for everyone else to get a second wave of money. And they announced their OLED version for the higher price point, and they look like wins. They win by making a buttload more money off of the scalpers and a second wave, and they look good to the consumer who's like, wow, price reduction. So sweet of them to look after us.
Okay.
Makes sense. It makes sense.
I don't think so, but I'm glad that you found a nice little fantasy land.
I think it makes sense.
I think that they have added a bunch of new features and they are putting the higher price point of being like, look at all these new things. We can charge you more for it. But
so I saw an article with an interview with someone. I didn't get far enough into it, but basically the takeaway was the consoles are priced this way because Nintendo thinks that's what they're worth. Yeah. Nintendo went in and said, this is high tech gear. This is awesome. We love it. It's exceptional. This is what we think it's worth. Pay it or don't. And like, I get that, but that is an insane amount of money. It's an insane amount of money.
Even that guy down the road thinks so.
He thinks so too. Can you guys shut up?
Yeah, no, I agree. I think it's a crazy amount of money. I don't know if I will buy day one. I don't even know if I'll be able to buy day one. I think this will deter a portion of people.
I think so too.
I still think they will sell out.
I agree. I still
think they will sell out. I still think people will buy them. I still think they will be absolutely a nightmare to get for the first 6 months, especially going into the Christmas season. They will be hard to get because people will pay no matter what when it comes to scalpers and when it comes to diehard Nintendo people. They are going to buy this no matter what because they have been waiting over 10 years for a Switch 2. So they're going to say, I don't care how much it is, I'm buying it. And they're going to do it. And then Nintendo is going to sit us in our little cuck chair and we're going to be little Nintendo cucks. And they're going to say, yeah, sit down and enjoy it, little bitch.
Yeah. Two questions for you, Juice, to close this out. What are you most excited for? And if you had to grade the overall presentation, the hour that you sat there paying attention, what are you sitting at?
I would say I'm the most excited for of the games that are coming out. Really excited for the games. While the graphic fidelity is really cool and I'm excited for it, it's the Nintendo Switch isn't something I go to for graphic fidelity. Yeah. I go to have a good time. So the games are what I'm really excited for. I'm excited for the potential of getting a new Zelda. They've kind of teased it a bit, so I feel nice about maybe the potential of one of those. DK, I'm really excited for. I'm actually really excited for Witchbrook. We're going to talk about that one next week, but Witchbrook, I'm actually kind of excited for. And if I could grade it, I would give it an A-.
Wow.
It was a really, really good. Really, really, really good. But the price point is what is deterring me a lot.
So,
and also the fucking camera is stupid.
Camera's stupid. No one's going to use that.
Camera's dumb.
I mean, not no one, but I'm not using that. So
no, I'm not.
The price point's an interesting thing because they did not include it in it at all. And it's kind of like, you're smart. Like, you want all of this to be excellent. But to me, it tells me that they're not confident in the price. They think they're aware that it's going to piss off a lot of people. And instead
they were like, it's only $700, we'd be like,
it's all
what?
People would be talking about, right? Now, granted, also, you can make the argument that, like, you couldn't put what the cost is in all these different regions and present that well in a video. But, like, I think they knew. Noteworthy omissions. What's missing, Juice? Big, major Nintendo franchises. No new Zelda, sure. No new Mario,
No, there is a new Zelda. There is a new Zelda.
That doesn't count.
I know.
Yeah.
No new Mario. Yeah.
No new Mario.
Mario.
No Animal Crossing. No Smash Bros. And like, you have to imagine these games are all coming eventually. It's just interesting for them to be like, we're betting big on Mario Kart, which is gonna sell anyways. Mario Kart 8 is one of the highest selling video games of all time, and it consistently is in like the top 10, top 15 highest sold games each month still, despite being as old as it is. And yeah, betting big on Mario Kart and Donkey Kong. And I'm like, all right, Mario Kart's day one, Donkey Kong's July 17th. I'm giving it an A in terms of like bringing the heat. You're launching a new console. You want to get people excited. You're going to balance what games are coming with what's new, with third-party support, with the technical side of everything. In terms of a presentation about a new game console to get people hyped, this is an A. This was a very well constructed. It never dragged. They got in and got out quickly with the third party support. They brought in the big A-listers. I think this was a very enjoyable hour spent.
Good.
This was the antithesis of the Pokemon stream.
We should have done this one together. This one would have been better.
This one would have been good. But I could have got myself into trouble since I was on under NDA and stuff. So
Yeah. Well,
with that being said,
yeah.
We are done with this episode. We would love to hear from you in the comments, either on Patreon or in some of the Instagram posts, what your thoughts are. If you're picking this up on day one, please let us know. And with that, Juice will tell you where you can find us on socials.
If you guys want to find us on socials, you can follow us at @itdangerpod on Instagram. Jackson works very hard on the clips that he puts up there. They're funny, they're goofy, and they really encapsulate kind of the magic of what this little hour together is. So if you guys want to follow us there, totally do it. If you are like, I don't want to be on that Patreon, I don't want to support them financially, giving us a little support with a little like, a little follow, even a comment on anywhere where you listen to the podcast, or a rating puts us a little bit higher in the algorithm and gets us into other people's feeds to share the gaming love. We really appreciate you guys, and don't forget to join us next week where we are going to be talking about the Nintendo Direct from this week as well, but talking about all of the new Nintendo games that are coming as kind of a last hurrah for the Nintendo Switch before we get the Nintendo Switch 2. And I'm a little pissed off in that episode, so enjoy it.
Not because of the content, just enjoy.
No, because of other shit.
Yeah. That was March 27th, and yeah, the last hurrah for the Switch.
Yes.
The Switch natural, the Switch pure.
Switch OG.
Switch original, flat. OG is good. Yeah, that's better.
Original gangster.
That's where I should have been. Anyhow, thanks everybody. Bye.
Bye.